Behold, thou art made whole, sin no more, lest some worse thing happen to thee. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear children, today Gospel, as many other Gospels during this Lent time, is about punishment and penance, but also about forgiveness. And in our lives we so often commit some bad deeds of which we deserve punishment. Have you ever thought that what Christmas would be like if you would get absolutely no presents at all? That actually happened just last Christmas in the country named Australia. There was this one family where the 10-year-old daughter had stolen some money from her mother's purse to buy candy for herself. And for punishment, her parents decided that for this Christmas, because she had been so naughty, she would get absolutely no presents at all. And when this information became known, there was something which is called backlash. That is, the mother and father of the family faced some harsh criticisms. Because, you know, children, there are some funny adults in the world who think that when the child misbehaves or does something naughty, he should not be punished. So mother and father of the family were said to be very cruel to their child, denouncing the presents and gifts of Christmas time just because she had done something foolish. But children, God Almighty never works in this way. But even though God is forgiving God and certainly merciful God, He is also the most just God. And in today's Gospel, we meet a man who in his youth days had done many foolish things and even many sins. And he had been very, very ill for 38 years. And there was this famous pond, and which is depicted in the Gospel, which had the reputation that anyone who would plunge himself into it after an angel had visited the pond, he would be healed completely. That is, he would not be sick again. And when Jesus came to this town, which was called Bethsaida, he saw all these crowds of sick people just waiting their opportunity to jump into the pond after angel had visited. And Jesus also noticed this man who in his youth had done bad things and who was now so ill for 38 years. And Jesus, as God always, when he sees somebody in distress, felt pity towards this man. And Jesus said to this man that, "Would you like to be healthy again?" And the sick man answered that certainly he would want to be healthy again, but there's nobody who would put him into the pond, and therefore somebody always goes there first before he has any chance. But Jesus, who saw his distress, said to him, "Arise, take up thy bed and walk." And immediately the man was healed, and he took up his bed and went away rejoicing. And when the Jews find out about this miraculous happen, they asked him, this man, "Who was he who cured you?" And he pointed out that it was Jesus, the one who had healed him. And soon afterwards, Jesus again met this same man in the temple, and he recognized him and was certainly happy that he was made healthy again. But Jesus also had a word of warning to this man, and he said, "Behold, thou art made whole, that is healthy. Sin no more, lest some worse thing happen to thee." And for this, Jesus meant that that even though the sickness for 38 years had been very horrible thing for the man, there was still something worse which could happen to him. That is, he could be punished eternally in hell after his death. And then the man went away and told the Jews that they should believe in Jesus so that they would too avoid the danger. Dear children, God has given you very many gifts, but most precious ones which you have are your lives. God is your creator, and God has also given you health so that you could spend many years on this earth and to serve him. And you also need to heed for this grave warning which Jesus gives in today's gospel, that sin no more, lest some worse thing happen to thee. Even if you never in your whole life, even if you don't receive a single Christmas present anymore, you have been given something which is much more precious than any material things you might have. You have been given life from your Heavenly Father, and for most of you, he has also given a very good health, so you can spend your time here on earth doing good deeds to others, be helpful, charitable to others, and by your own life tell other people that it is Jesus to whom you should serve on this earth, and it is Jesus who has given all these great and wonderful things for you, of which you should be grateful. That's what the sick man did in today's gospel, and he told the Jews that it was Jesus who had made him whole, that is, who had saved him. And when you live your life, children, like this man of the gospel, not of course imitating his sin, but in imitating his gratitude, his thankfulness to Jesus, God also rewards you greatly. Your most important gift on earth is that your sins are forgiven in this world. Whenever you have committed some evil things, you are also due to punishment, but God has also promised you forgiveness. This is the great teaching of our faith, that after all the penances, after all the sorrow for our sins, we have also been forgiven from our sins. And when you remember that there is nothing in the world, no pleasure, no goodness, nothing which could compare to this great gift of life, this great gift of God, and this great gift of forgiveness, that helps you always to be on God's side, that helps you always to remember his teaching, and that also helps you to stay very far away from anything which might be hurtful to God Almighty, that is a sin. May God bless you, children, in the name of the